Welcome to Retirement Life South Carolina, a channel dedicated to exploring the vibrant, fulfilling, and adventurous lifestyle that awaits you during your retirement years. Join our community to stay updated on the latest trends in retirement living and connect with like-minded people and be inspired to make the most of your retirement in South Carolina. So grab your favorite drink, kick back, and enjoy the journey. In today's financial climate, we are all feeling the effects of a higher cost of living, from groceries to gas to utilities to real estate and more. Today, I am going to dive into each of South Carolina's four regions that make up the state to give you an understanding of the cost of living here. And be sure to stick around to the end of the video where I will share with you the most cost-effective region to live here in South Carolina. Now please, give me a thumbs up if you find value in this video, and don't forget to subscribe to my channel and ring that bell so you won't miss any of my future videos. And if you want to read all about the four regions that make up South Carolina and learn about the South Carolina tax benefits or health and wellness or South Carolina's culture and heritage, then download a free copy of my book, Southern Comfort, Your Ultimate Guide to Retirement to South Carolina, by clicking the link on the screen or in the description below. South Carolina, with its rich history, warm climate, and vibrant culture, offers a unique living experience that attracts many retirees to its shores, mountains, and everything in between. From the sandy beaches of the Lowcountry to the rolling hills of the upstate, the state boasts a variety of landscapes and lifestyles. But what about the cost of living? As we dive into the living expenses ranging from utilities to dining out, we'll explore how each of South Carolina's four regions, the Upstate, Midlands, PD, and the Lowcountry, compare in terms of affordability, offering insights to the most and least expensive aspects of living in each area. Let's start our journey with one of the most basic yet crucial expenses, utilities. When it comes to retiring in South Carolina, the cost of utilities is a fundamental concern for many. On average, residents can expect to pay around $140 to $180 monthly for basic utilities like electricity, heating, cooling, water, and garbage collection. And that's for a standard 1,200 square foot apartment. However, these costs can fluctuate significantly depending on where you are in the Palmetto State. In the upstate, known for its mild winters and relatively cool summers, utility costs can be on the lower end of the spectrum. Cities like Greenville and Spartanburg benefit from a more temperate climate, reducing the need for air conditioning in the summer and heating in the winter. On the other hand, the Lowcountry, including Charleston and its surrounding areas, often experience hotter summers, leading to higher electricity bills due to air conditioning usage. Water bills also tend to be higher in the coastal areas, partly due to the infrastructure needed to maintain services in these regions. The Midlands and PD areas offer a mixed bag in terms of utility expenses. Columbia in the Midlands experiences hot summers similar to the Lowcountry, but has more moderate utility prices, likely due to the combination of urban infrastructure efficiencies and statewide initiatives to keep utility costs affordable. In contrast, the rural areas of the PD can see higher costs due to less efficient infrastructure and the need for propane or oil heating in the cooler months, which are more expensive than electricity or natural gas. Navigating the cost of utilities is just the first step in understanding the broader picture of living in South Carolina. Let's now connect the world and entertainment by exploring the internet and entertainment costs in the Palmetto State. In today's world, internet connectivity has become crucial, as has any other utility, and South Carolina is no exception. The cost of high-speed internet varies across the state, generally ranging from about $60 to $100 per month, depending on the service provider and the package that you get. Urban areas, especially the upstate and the Midlands, enjoy a variety of options, including fiber optic services, which offer higher speeds, but at a premium. In contrast, the more more rural regions of the PD and parts of the Lowcountry may have limited providers, leading to slightly higher prices for comparable services just due to the lack of competition. Entertainment in South Carolina offers a diverse palette that caters to various interests, from outdoor activities in its numerous state parks and beaches to cultural events and festivals that celebrate the state's rich history and diverse cultures. While many of these activities can be enjoyed for free or at a low cost, expenses can accumulate when indulging in dining out, movie nights, or attending special events like the Charleston Food and Wine Festival or Greenville's Fall for Greenville Festival. On average, a couple might spend anywhere from $50 to $200 on a weekend outing, depending on the choice of activity. Interestingly, the region plays a significant role in the type of entertainment residents prefer. The Lowcountry, with its historical sites and beautiful coastline, attract those interested in history and nature. Meanwhile, the upstate, with its urban centers and mountainous landscapes, offers a mix of cultural events and outdoor adventures. This regional diversity ensures there's always something new to explore, regardless of where you are in South Carolina. Next, we dive into the essentials, groceries, an everyday expense that varies notably across the state. Grocery shopping in South Carolina can be as much about the experience as it is about the expense. Across the state, the cost of groceries varies, influenced by the availability of local produce, the presence of large grocery chains, and regional dietary preferences. On average, a single adult might spend between $200 and $300 per month on groceries, with a family of four estimating a budget upwards of about $700. In the fertile plains of the Midlands and the coastal areas of the Lowcountry, residents enjoy access to fresh, locally sourced fruits, vegetables, and seafood, which can help lower grocery bills. Farmers markets, such as those in Columbia and Charleston, offer seasonal produce at competitive prices. In contrast, the upstate and PD regions, while still offering their share of local products, might have a slightly higher price due to the logistical costs associated with transporting goods to these areas. Moreover, the type of cuisine popular in the region can affect grocery shopping habits and costs. The Lowcountry, famous for its seafood and gullah cuisine, might see households spending more on a specific type of ingredient unique to these dishes. Conversely, in the upstate, where there's a strong influence of Appalachian and Southern cooking, their grocery lists may lean more towards meats and vegetables and grains, reflecting those culinary traditions. Despite these variations, major grocery chains and discount stores found throughout South Carolina help ensure no matter where you live, there are options available to fit a range of budgets and dietary needs. Now, transportation. It's another critical aspect of daily life, and it also varies significantly across the state. Let's explore how getting from point A to point B impacts your living expenses here in South Carolina. So South Carolina encompasses a broad spectrum of costs and conveniences significantly influenced by one's location within the state and the choice between public transit and personal vehicle ownership. For those relying on cars, the expense extends beyond just the initial purchase price, including gas and insurance and taxes, all of which can make up a substantial monthly outlay. The cost of gas fluctuates and has generally hovered just below the national average, thanks to lower state fuel taxes. However, car owners are also subject to annual property taxes on your vehicles, which are based on the car's value. They can vary from county to county, sometimes making a notable difference in overall transportation costs between the regions. Car insurance rates in South Carolina are affected by such factors as your driving history, your vehicle type, and where you live. On average, drivers can expect to pay around $1,200 to $1,400 per year for full coverage, with rates tending to be higher in the urban areas like Charleston and Columbia just due to the higher higher risk of accidents and theft. For those in urban centers, public transportation options like buses are available, with monthly passes costing around $40 to $60. However, the convenience and coverage of the public transportation systems vary greatly with the extensive networks of larger cities and is limited to no service in some rural areas. This disparity often makes car ownership a necessity rather than a choice for many South Carolinians, especially in the more remote PD region and parts of the upstate. The multifaceted nature of transportation expenses in South Carolina underscores the importance of considering both your lifestyle and location when budgeting for mobility in the Palmetto State. Next, we'll examine the cornerstone of the cost of living, housing. Whether you are renting or buying, the place you call home is likely your biggest expense. Housing in South Carolina offers a wide array of options, from beachfront bungalows in the Lowcountry to spacious homes in the upstate's rolling hills. However, the cost of securing a place to live, whether you're buying or renting, varies significantly across the state, influenced by location, demand, and the local economy. Home purchase prices. The median home purchase price in South Carolina has been on the rise, reflecting national trends, but remains relatively affordable compared to many other parts of the United States. As of the latest figures, the median home price statewide hovers right around $378,100. However, this average masks the regional disparities. Let's take the upstate. The upstate, particularly areas around Greenville and Spartanburg, offers a blend of urban convenience and rural beauty, with median home prices around $401,000. The region's growing economy and quality of life have attracted many, yet it remains one of the more affordable areas for home buyers. In the Midlands, where Columbia serves as a cultural and economic hub, the median home price there is slightly lower at $245,000. The area's central location and diverse housing stock make it an attractive option for families and professionals alike. Now take PD. The PD region, known for its agricultural landscapes and slower pace of life, boasts some of the most affordable housing in the state, with the median price right around $233,000. This area appeals to those looking for a rural or small town living experience. Then over to the Lowcountry. The Lowcountry, including Charleston and its suburbs, stands out as the most expensive region, with median home prices soaring to around $587,000 and beyond, driven by the high demand and the area's historic charm and coastal beauty. Now for renters, the landscape is similarly varied. On average, an apartment costs about $1,600 per month statewide, but this can range very widely. Upstate in Greenville and Spartanburg, renters might find a one-bedroom apartment for anywhere from $1,100 to $1,600 per month, offering a balance between affordability and access to urban amenities. In the Midlands, Columbia's rental market is competitive, with one bedrooms going for about $1,400 per month, thanks to a steady influx of students and young professionals. Now, the most affordable rents can be found in the PD area, where a one-bedroom might cost between $1,100 to $1,365, reflecting the lower cost of living and demand. In the Lowcountry, Charleston's popularity has pushed rental prices higher, with a one-bedroom averaging anywhere from $1,800 to $2,095 and even higher for properties closer to the waterfront or in historic districts. So whether buying or renting, the choice of region in South Carolina significantly impacts housing costs. Prospective retirees must weigh the cultural and environmental attractions of each area against their budget and lifestyle needs. Next, we explore the medical costs associated with living in South Carolina, an important consideration for families and individuals alike. Healthcare costs in South Carolina, as in much of the United States, can vary widely depending on several factors, including insurance coverage, type of care required, and geographical location. On average, South Carolinians spend slightly less on health care than the national average, but the cost can still be significant, especially for families and individuals without insurance. For those with health insurance, either through an employer, the marketplace, or Medicare, monthly premiums can range from about $300 to about $600 per person, depending on the plan's coverage levels and deductibles. How However, out-of-pocket expenses for medical visits, prescriptions, and procedures can quickly add up, even for those with coverage. The urban areas, particularly the Midlands and the Upstate, generally offer more competitive rates for medical services due to the presence of multiple hospitals and clinics. Now, in contrast, residents of the PD and parts of the Lowcountry may face higher costs due to the limited availability of medical services in these more rural or isolated areas. This scarcity can lead to higher prices for basic medical care and the necessity of traveling to larger cities for specialized treatments, adding to the overall health care burden. South Carolina's health care landscape underscores the importance of having adequate insurance coverage and access to a range of medical services, factors that significantly influence the cost of living in the state. Now, let's take dining out. Dining out in South Carolina offers a rich assortment of flavors and experiences, but comes with its own set of costs. Let's check out the culinary scene and the impact on the cost of living next. Dining out here in South Carolina is a delightful journey through a variety of cuisines, heavily influenced by the state's rich cultural heritage and access to fresh local ingredients. From the seafood extravaganzas in the Lowcountry to the barbecue joints of the Upstate, the state offers culinary experiences for every palate and budget. However, the cost of dining out can vary significantly by region and the type of dining experience one is seeking. In the bustling urban centers of Charleston and Greenville, where dining scenes are vibrant and diverse, a meal for two at a mid-range restaurant might cost around $50 to $150. These cities cater to a range of tastes, offering everything from high-end dining to affordable eats. Charleston, in particular, is renowned for its seafood and farm-to-table restaurants, reflecting its coastal location and culinary history. The Midlands, with Columbia at its heart, offers a mix of traditional Southern dining and international flavors, with prices slightly lower than the more tourist-heavy Lowcountry. Here, diners can expect to spend around $60 to $80 for a similar meal for two, enjoying everything from comfort food to global cuisine. In more rural areas, such as the PD region, dining out is less about trendy restaurants and more about local diners and family-run establishments, where the prices are even more wallet-friendly. A meal for two in these areas might run from $40 to about $60, offering generous portions of home-cooked meals and regional specialties. Regardless of where you are in South Carolina, dining out is an integral part of the social fabric, offering a taste of local culture and community. While the cost can add up for those who frequently enjoy meals out, the state's wide range of dining options ensures that there are choices to fit nearly any budget. With the flavors of South Carolina still lingering, let's now compare and contrast the cost of living across the state's four main regions, offering a holistic view of affordability and lifestyle. South Carolina's diverse landscape and communities offer a variety of living experiences, each with its own cost of living dynamics. Here's how the four main regions, the Upstate, the Midlands, PD, and the Lowcountry, compare and contrast in terms of affordability and lifestyle. The Upstate, it is home to booming cities like Greenville and Spartanburg. The Upstate offers a balanced mix of urban and rural living. Housing is relatively affordable, and the presence of major universities and industries provide a vibrant job market. Utilities and transportation costs are moderate, making it an attractive option for both young professionals, families, and retirees alike. In the Midlands, centered around the state's capital, Columbia, the Midlands region features a lower cost of living with affordable housing and a competitive job market, especially in healthcare, education, and the state government. The cost of groceries and dining out remains reasonable, offering a good quality of life for its residents. Over to the PD now. The PD region, known for its agricultural roots and slower pace of life, boasts the lowest cost of living among the four regions. However, this comes with a higher transportation cost due to the rural nature of the area and limited access to healthcare and entertainment options, which can be a drawback for some. Now to the Low Country. The Low Country, including Charleston, is the most expensive region in South Carolina, with high housing costs driven by its popularity and coastal location. Despite this, the region offers unparalleled access to cultural, historical, and recreational activities, making it a desirable but pricier place to live. Each region of South Carolina offers its unique advantages and challenges. The choice between them depends on one's priorities, whether it's affordability, educational resources, or lifestyle preferences. Understanding the nuances of each region's cost of living is crucial for making informed decisions about where to settle down or to invest. As we've seen, factors such as housing, transportation, and dining out play a significant role in shaping the overall affordability of each area. By considering these aspects, prospective retirees can find a balance between cost and quality of life, making South Carolina not just a place to live, but a place to thrive. Now, if you have questions, please drop them in the comments below. And if you would like to be part of the discussion, be sure to tune into my live stream right here on this channel every Thursday at 3 p.m. East Coast time. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about retiring to the Palmetto State, then you can watch these videos next. This is Keith Lucas, and I hope that you enjoyed the episode you just listened to. And if you'd like to watch these videos, head on over to YouTube, where you can see them all at Retirement Life South Carolina. Oh, and if you'd like to know more about retirement in South Carolina, you can get my book, Southern Comfort, Your Ultimate Guide to Retirement in South Carolina, and you can find that right on Amazon. Thanks for listening.